Want to ace your life? Well, you've come to the right spot. Welcome to the podcast for Panoyan Life with me, your host, Dina, with a brand new episode every Thursday launching at 6 a.m. Make sure to like, follow, and subscribe, and hit me up on the Instagram, thequeenbuzz.com. All right, everyone. We are back here on the podcast for Panoyan Life. And I'm going to tell you right now how we're going to for Panoyan Life. Because I literally sat here for a half hour, recorded my episode, and poof, 30 seconds. That's it. That's the only thing that was captured. What is going on? So I sat down and I said, you know what? Just means I didn't do a good job and I got to do it over. So hi, welcome. Here we are. I guess sometimes, what is it, when life gives you lemons, you cry about it because the lemonade gets in your eyeballs. That's what I'm saying right now. Oh, lordy, lord. I don't even know how to Okay, so we're here. Let's do this. So first and foremost, I want to talk about something really, really exciting. Last week, I had Christina on the podcast. If you missed that episode, it was called Many Hats and Many Tabs for very obvious reasons. Christina, and I don't want to give too much of the episode away because you got to tune in, listen, and do all that good stuff. Christina, okay, she is literally a long-lost friend that I met so many times and we just haven't connected till recently, which is insane. And Christina is a mom. She does fitness. She does hair. She does something that I'm not going to tell you because if you didn't listen in, go listen in. Like I was like, like gasp. I was just like, wait, what? Like you do you. Christina is obviously going to be resurfacing because we talked about after our response and after kind of just randomly coming up with this idea while talking, doing a sub-series, if you will, a subscription-based category to the podcast where we hashtag mom coat, mom coding. Now, the funny thing about this, and I totally forgot about this when we were talking about this, on my TikTok, I wanted to create kind of like my comedy, like self, my, you know, I went to school and I have a minor in theater and acting and dance. And I was like, oh, I want to do something fun with this. And I actually did like little skits of mom shaming, like when I get my kids McDonald's, you know, the moms are like, you're giving your kid McDonald's. Like, yes, I'm giving my kid McDonald's, okay? Because sometimes when I get home from working all day, I don't feel like stirring a pot of sauce, all right? Sometimes I'm gonna be like, here, have a french fry. And they're, you know, we're thriving. We don't do it every night. It's like once in a blue moon. So calm down, everyone. Calm down. I know it's not the best choice. Smart choices equal less stress. That's life. So I happened to look at my analytics as I was opening up the computer to start recording. And Christina, you are like soaring, okay? Like the most listens out of all my guests this year so far. I've had some beautiful guests on the podcast. I'm blessed to have wonderful people join me. And you're skyrocketing. So yes, clap, clap, clap. You do you. So excited about that. And stay tuned because we are planning, working on this subscription-based sub-series of 4.0 in life. We got to do photo shoots. We got to talk planning. We got to do recording, all that fun stuff. So we'll do kind of a pilot, if you will. And if all goes well, then ta-da, that'll be another hat that we'll put on her head and my head to complete that. So going with the flow of that, I want to get into some buzz and then we'll get into today's topic. I just made sure I watched because I wasn't prepared previously. I'm sandwiching myself, if you will, in between two guests. Last week I had Christina. Next week I have a guest that I'll share with you at the end of the podcast. So I was watching Vanderpump Rules. I wanted to be ready and prepared. And I felt like this episode, episode 12, was like a tearjerker, if you will. There was a lot of sadness and emotional moments. Tom Sandoval got a slap in the face when Rachel went on a podcast and talked about how she doesn't love him or she never did. And then Sheena decided to, I think it's like, how about them apples or apples? I don't know what the name of the song is. Wrote a song and she pretty much says in the song, how do you go from a Ferrari to a Jetta? Because I guess Ariana was the Ferrari and Rachel was the Jetta. And he walks out, grabs his bags. He says, keep making money on my misery. Little tidbit here. You signed up for it. Okay? You signed up for it. That's it. That's it. You signed up for it. If I were to sign up for a reality show, the world would think I was crazy for the amount of times I talk to myself on the regular. Like when I'm getting dressed, I'm like, do I like this? Yeah, it looks cute. Da-da-da. I'm packing my bag, my lunch. We talk to ourselves. It happens. It happens. It happens. So, you know, that would be the reality. Then I was perusing and I saw that, and I haven't watched The Real Housewives of New York in a very long time because I miss the good old days. I miss the Bethany Frankel, the Ramona Singer, even though she kind of put her foot in her mouth. It's an S. Oh my God. I'm having a moment because, like, hello, she was married to the bank. Not the bank. Well, I'm literally looking at her face in my head and it's bothering me. I know some of you are slamming on your steering wheel right now, like, get it together. I'll think about it later. I will. So I saw that Rebecca Minkoff is going to be joining the Real Housewives of New York season 15. So that kind of piqued my interest. I'm curious, you know, she has a big brand and that's a big, like, high roller coming in. So I'm curious to see how that plays off. I don't know any of the housewives as of now. Then you also have Real Housewives of New Jersey, a new season unrolling. That should be interesting because I feel like other than Teresa hanging out with Taylor Swift at Coachella, there hasn't been much going on. So I'm curious to see how it plays out, how the characters play out. They had a little pilot, or like a preview, not a pilot, a preview rollout, and it looked pretty interesting. A lot of people are saying they're over it. Like, come on, we're dragging it. I'm just like, get Kim D back on there. We need a fashion show. We need Kim D on there. Obviously, Kim and Teresa are talking again, so that's a beautiful thing. Would love, love, love to see that kind of have her pop in, if you will. And then the other thing that I was just like, yes, love to see people rise, grow. So Benson Boone put up tour dates in January and sold out in an hour. And I'm just looking at it now like, oh, you're going to be in Sayreville, New Jersey. But that happened already. That was April 11th. That was 6 days ago. So obviously behind the eight ball. But on the Billboard Hot 100 today, three songs on the list. Number three, Beautiful Things. Number 40, Slow It Down. And number 60, Cry, which is that new song that he's really pushing hard and pushing it out. And I'm like, you do you. Proof in the pudding that if you truly want something, especially in today's world with social media and all that jazz, if you really, really, really want something, do it. So I'm going to take my love of Melody Gardot, that blues jazz vibe, when I love singing her songs, and the want of being a country star, because I also love Ballerini. She's like stunning. Blending those two together. And can I be a country singer star with a blues jazz vibe? Can I do it? Can I do it? We'll see. Stay tuned for that one. All right. So speaking of that, last week I celebrated 14 years of thequeenbuzz.com, the actual website. 15 years ago, I created the Facebook page. I didn't want a website, but I'm thankful I did. I'm thankful the people pushed me into doing it because it brought more notoriety to who I was and what I was trying to establish. And 5 years of the podcast. And obviously, those of you who know me, you know I love to talk. I can't help it. It's just who I am. But more so, the love of connecting, connections, meeting people, seeing who is totally part of that vibe that I'm feeling, who gets me, who understands that I juggle so many trays and I wear so many hats, but that's what keeps me alive. When I have too much time off, my anxiety spikes. Like, what's going on? I can't control it. I need to have that go, go, go mentality. So when I think about what makes me, obviously I'm a mom. It's the best job in the world. I wouldn't change it. The best job in the world. But being a, like, creating this podcast, blogging, when I used to vlog and create videos, I would get chills. I couldn't wait to see the finished product. There were times I get home from the city at 1 o'clock in the morning from event. I'm editing till 3, and I would stay up till the sun came up at 6 just to see that finished product. Obviously, it was rendering for an hour or 2 or 3 or sometimes 5 hours because I didn't have the software I needed. But seeing the finished product and being like, I did that. Like, I made that. I did that. That's what made me me, and that's what makes me today. Now, obviously, things are a little different. I'm a mom. I'm more about the lifestyle approach. I'm not doing the heavy fashion and beauty like I used to. I'm not in and out of the city. As much as I miss, I was popping. I had a great relationship with Makeup Forever. Like, let me just tell you something. Knocking on the doors and asking is what brought these brands to me. Do you know how powerful I felt when Makeup Forever said, can you come in and do some PR and do some work with us? And then when NARS did their grand opening in the Garden State Plaza and they emailed me to go on their soft launch with other influencers, with major and content creators, or when Neiman Marcus said, we want you to constantly pop in and do stuff for all the different seasons and fashion. Do you understand how powerful that made me feel? How established this makes me doing all these things, being a part of it, and then sharing it with you. This is why I started a podcast. Obviously, I'm not going in and out of the city like I used to. Obviously, I'm not visiting all the stores like I used to. But I will tell you that when I went to the Juice House party, it was like it brought everything back. I felt like I was me again doing the things I used to do. Like when they do their grand opening, I can't wait because it's just going to be epic. It's going to be me doing all that stuff all over again. But the quintessential part, like the best part of it was just remembering that feeling. So now when I do the podcast, sure, I'm not videoing, interviewing, or meeting people all the time, but I get to interview people via the podcast, which is that same feel. You know, I had Nicole Modick, she's a kale junkie on the internet, on the Instagram, also the internet. She has a book, she has a website. And it was the scariest part asking her and reaching out, but it was the most epic part when she said yes. And then when the podcast came out, she said, this was the best podcast I ever did. Like I screenshotted that because it was just so epic. Like it was just like when you talk to influential people, powerful people, people who are in the game and they know what they're doing and then they appreciate what you do, it's just like a check, you know, check, bucket list check. And then constantly having people reach out and want to be in a part of this voyage, that's what makes me. I've always wanted to support mom and pops. I've always wanted to help them climb. I wanted to know more about them. I've just wanted to be in this crazy social media world and just keep doing what I do because it's what makes me me and it makes me happy. You'll always see me my happiest when I'm doing a reel, when I'm doing a story, when I'm just taking pictures of people, when I'm doing video footage, when I'm podcasting. It literally embodies every cell in my body and just like ignites it. It makes me so excited. So when you reach out to me and you email me and you're a mom and pop, like, yes, email me. Come on. I want you on my podcast. Let's do this. Let's share the wealth. Let's do it all. Because I feel like if I never asked Nicole, if I never asked some of the brands, can I continue to video here? If I never, the very first boutique I went to, it was called Cheap and Chic in Montclair, New Jersey. I emailed them and I said, hi, can I come in and just do some video roll, some B-roll of your store and talk about how great it is to walk into a jewelry store that has eclectic jewelry in multiple colors that you can mix and match with whatever you wear? Can I do that? That was the first place I emailed and they said, yes, come in. And then it launched because then I had boutiques, jewelry stores. I had people emailing me, can you come in? Can you buzz about me? Then it became behind the buzz and interviewing people and it just grew. If I never did that, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. So trust me when I tell you, ask yourself, write it down as soon as you know the answer. What makes you and what makes you so happy? And do it. Do it. So today's episode is obviously a little shorter because I don't know what happened to the last one. I promise you I was probably rambling, so that's why it was almost 30 minutes. And the internet was like, stop talking. Because most of us have like a 15, 20 minute commute, and I want you to get it done. So I don't know. I keep on putting the universe out, the positive vibes, everything I want, and slowly it's happening, and I can't be more thankful enough. For everyone who has now subscribed and joined me, I have so many like tingles right now. I have so many new, oh my God, getting emotional, new listeners, and I can't thank you enough. You have no idea how much this is making my dreams come true, because now not only that, I'm planning this series episode with Christina. We're kind of branching out. We're doing more. And it's showing that if you put the work in, growth comes, success comes, and it's like everything you've always dreamed about. So again, thank you everyone for leaving the feedback. I would love if you could leave a voicemail. If you go to obviously the podcast main page, there's like leave a voicemail or something like that. And I definitely will play it on my episode. I would love to hear more about my new subscribers, my new listeners. Email me, hit me up on the Instagram, thequeenbuzz.com. It's thequeenbuzz.com. I promise you, Christina and I are going to rock and roll. We're going to get this happening, get this done. And then next week, I'll promise you, tune in. I have Dr. Joel Gator, that is his Instagram name, on Instagram. We're going to talk about some controversial issues when it comes to parenting and when it comes to medicine, but also to enlighten, because I know I learned so much about myself. Like, don't be that mom that beats yourself down. I promise it's very enlightening talk. It's a very funny talk. There's definitely some funny moments. We're talking about future plans for him. He's got a book that is already pre-order and it's ready to come out in August. So definitely check it out. Listen in. That's next week, next Thursday, April 25th. I promise it's a goodie. It's a great one. And everyone who's subscribing, thank you so much. Love. Keep tuning in. Keep listening. Let me know all your thoughts. And yeah, let's talk more next Thursday. Bye, friends. Hello, gorgeous. In today's world, immune support is the new self-care. We've got you covered with precisely blended herbs that support your immune system and taste like a party in your mouth. When cold and flu season is breathing down your neck, it's time to steep a cup of organic elderberry immune tea. To your immune system, it's a declaration of love. It's a friendship bracelet, a bouquet of flowers. Keep it in your cabinet, right next to the humidifier and extra box of tissues. She won't fold your laundry, but she'll swoop in just like your mama does when you need help and comfort. You might think that this little lady was already the most popular gal, aka royalty, one might say, but she could use a little extra love. What we want to know is, how do you elderberry? Head on over to earthmamaorganics.com and get yours now.